the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Brighton Fringe returns to Brighton this May and June. It's running from the 5th of May to the 4th of June. And one Irish theatre company is coming to the Sweet Jukebox. They're going to play running from the 5th to the 7th of May. The play itself is called, or the work itself is called, Network Diagnostics. I've got the writer of that on the phone with me right now. Liam, hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. I suppose, first of all, great name for a theatre company, Octopus Soup Theatre. I love it.
Yeah, it was originally going to be a puppet theatre company.
Okay.
So our director, the artistic director, Sarah Bradley, she had the idea of an octopus having 8 legs or 8 arms, essentially. So that would be kind of a crazy puppet company. So that's where it came from originally. But it's a good name, I think, because people tend to remember, oh, the octopus crowd, that group with the octopus. So.
And do you
logo as well.
I literally was just going to ask you that. Do you have an octopus in the logo?
Yeah, we call him Mr. Octopus, kind of purple guy, and then anything that goes wrong or any kind of problems with budgets or anything, we'll say, oh, I just have to run that by Mr. Octopus and see what he says, you know.
Nice. So yeah. When exactly did you set up the theatre company then?
Myself and Sarah, is this thing, Sarah Bradley, we went to college together in Dublin, Trinity College. We studied drama, and around 2012, thereabouts, we kind of decided that we kind of pool resources. And it started off as kind of a collective of different artists, like writers, and Sarah's a director, I'm a writer, a few designers and actors. And we started kind of workshopping different scripts. So it's actually about a year or so of kind of just like meeting up. Not for the craft, but kind of just like looking at different things that we could potentially develop. And then I suppose it was around 2013, thereabouts, we did a radio play and a few kind of scratch nights. And since then, we've just been kind of going from strength to strength, really.
So, and this is actually your second time coming to the Brighton Fringe. You were here last year as well, weren't you?
We were here, yeah. We went with a short play called A Talent for Lying. We were in a Sweet Jukebox as well, and we had such great fun. And that was a play that we'd done originally in Dublin in 2014. So we decided we'd head back with another bigger, brighter, bolder play. Yeah, we're delighted to be back again.
Right, and this play that you're coming back with is called Network Diagnostics. What's it about? What can people expect from the play itself?
I suppose it's about two people in a small village in Ireland. We're not kind of being very specific about where it is. We're talking about themes like xenophobia and kind of otherness. One of the characters is a girl who is essentially from another. She's just moved to this village, and she talks a lot about her neighbours and who everybody is. We're dealing with a lot of things like urban isolation and loneliness, and it all kind of comes to a head with this kind of looming figure called a veritable Casanova that's following the girl around the village. It's inspired by what's a phenomenon called the hikikomori. The hikikomori is a Japanese phrase, and it means those that have retreated to their rooms. And there's literally hundreds of thousands of hikikomori in Japan. And these are young people who have not left their rooms in a long time. So we're talking about that as quite a central part of the play. We have two characters that don't leave their rooms. And so to make ends meet, one of the characters works for a website called Hablo Hot and Heavy, which is kind of a sex forum chat website.
Right, okay.
That's where he meets Kate, and Kate is learning English through this forum. So, I mean, there's lots of these kind of what I think are kind of external themes, like xenophobia, like the modern porn industry, urban isolation. But it is a story about a boy and a girl meeting, essentially. It's a little bit simpler, probably, behind it all.
Wow, it seems like you're covering quite a lot in that now. And how many actors?
I find it really hard to describe my own play. I'll say, you know, what's it about? And I'll say, it's about 55 minutes, you know, that's so.
This is the thing,
certainly there's a lot of kind of heavy themes in it. We hope it's kind of in a kind of a light-hearted, funny way. You know, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and it's certainly, we hope, funny and entertaining. You know, it's not I think a lot of new writing nowadays can be very weighty and sometimes this kind of a downer. So I don't think that's an effective way of communicating to an audience. I think, you know, I think you have to, obviously every play you have to be saying something, but I think the way you say it can be joyful or funny or interesting, as opposed to knock on the head, this is an important issue, listen to me.
Yeah. So there is a bit of humour for those that are listening in right now, thinking, oh, it's a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cool. So you're in the middle of rehearsal. I'm actually interrupting rehearsals right now, so I do apologise for that. How has it been going in rehearsals? How has it been forming? How's the play been forming over the last few
weeks?
Great.
We've been rehearsing the last couple of weeks. We have two great actors, Emer Reardon and Gordon Quigley. Gordon's from Dublin, based in Dublin. Emer's originally from Cork, but she's living in Dublin now. We've been kind of just thrashing out the script. Sarah's a dramaturg, so she's kind of been like kind of dissecting, chopping and changing the script a little bit. So we've been doing that for the last... Me and Sarah have been working on that for a few months. But we're now the last week or so in the rehearsal and thrashing it out. And it's so great to finally see it kind of up on its feet again. Going, like, okay, good, it's funny. Okay, good, it's working. And then sniffing the bits that aren't so good, you know? So, yeah, it's a great dynamic. I'm really, really lucky to have a great bunch of people.
I suppose beyond the Fringe, do you have anything else coming up? Any other plays forming at the moment or works forming?
I'm actually involved in a with the Druid Theatre Company in Galway. I'm a part of like a mentorship called Few. So that's been a year-long mentorship where they kind of support me and I'm writing another play with them. So I have a reading coming up with them. So that should be a bit of fun. That's happening quite soon. And then hopefully there'll be an afterlife with this play because we're actually a part of a window showcase, which is kind of a special initiative set up by the Brighton Fringe to kind of support and promote artists. So it's called Window, and about 10 shows from the Fringe are involved in it. So hopefully from that we might decide to go on a tour or something.
Sure.
We'll have to see how it develops and how the show goes.
It's a very exciting times ahead, by the sounds of it. So listen, if people want to find out more, where's the best place to go? Before you tell us, please tell me that you've secured MrOctopus.ie.
Oh, it's Octopus Soup Theatre Company.com.
Right.
Octopus Soup Theatre.com.
Okay.
And you can run Facebook or on Twitter. And you can also just Google Network Diagnostics at Brighton Fringe. It's up on the Fleet Venue website and also the Brighton Fringe website too.
Perfect. Well, listen, the best of luck with the run, Liam.
Okay, thanks, William. Can't wait. Thanks for the support.